Good morning, and welcome to a new week, the beginning of a brand new week here in Colorado. Most of the forest fires have been they're contained, still giving us trouble, but not like last week. Fires in California, one fire burning enough, I guess, the acreage-wise, the size of L.A. Pretty big. But we're going to talk about the coming wars. I discussed this a month ago. I'm going to have to review it again. I don't think the American people realize what is coming. Some do, most don't. They don't realize that we are in the final decade before Christ returns. Breaking, House Representatives, they pass a bill for automatic military draft registration of young men between 18 and 26. This was in June on the 14th. I'm gonna review it again. The U.S. House of Representatives passed an amendment as part of the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, for fiscal year 2025 on Friday the 14th. No, it's Friday the 12th. Excuse me. I believe it was the 12th. The amendment H.R. 8070 will automatically register all draft age male U.S. residents with a selective service system for possible military draft based on information from other federal databases. The new system of automatic draft registration would replace the existing system that's been in place since 1980, in which young men had the freedom to decide whether or not to sign up for the draft. In the Vietnam War, conscription was mandatory. You could go to college, leave the country. You're not going to be able to leave the country this time. You won't go to Canada. There'll be no draft dodgers. The Gateway Pundit reported in June that this bill was introduced by Representative Chrissy Houlihan, Democrat, Pennsylvania. Now, you're seeing Pennsylvania. It's not accidental. Pennsylvania is in the news everywhere. The assassination attempt, etc. It was endorsed by HASC Chair Mike Rogers, Republican of Alabama, and approved by a voice vote of the full committee without audible opposition. The bill states automatic registration, Military Selective Service Act 50 U.S.C. 3801 is amended by striking Section 350 U.S.C. 3802 and inserting the following new Section 3. Section 3, except as otherwise provided in the title, every male citizen of the United States and every other male person residing in the United States between the ages of 18 and 26 shall be automatically registered under the Act by the direction of the Selective Service System. Now, in question, every other male person residing in the United States. Does this mean those who have come in illegally? Now, This is Section 3A, Part 1. Now Section 3A, Part 2. This section shall not apply to any alien lawfully admitted to the United States as a non-immigrant under Section 101A15 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101, for so long as he continues to maintain lawful non-immigrant status in the United States. The bill was approved in the House with a vote 217 to 199. Among the votes, 211 Republicans supported the measure. 211 supported the measure, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, and Matt Rosendale of Montana voted no. Now, this is interesting, the Section 3A1. Every other male residing in the United States between the ages of 18 and 26 shall be automatically registered under this act. Marjorie Greene, her post, "Today I voted no on NDAA. There are many great things in the bill. It still allocates the annual $300 million to the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, which is used to fund the war in Ukraine." So she's opposed, not because it's drafting young men, the way I see it, but that it still allocates $300 million to Ukraine. Greene, I am not hot on Marjorie Taylor Greene. Many voters are. She's not what you think she is. None of them are. "I'm adamantly opposed to the war in Ukraine. Do not think funding in a foreign war shall be a mandatory annual funding requirement in our U.S. military funding bill." Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's concerned about the money, not about the lives. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on America's FreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth. The first hour will be played on 1360 AM radio, 6 to 7 p.m. this evening. Podcasts for both hours, 1360KHNC.com. The first hour program will be archived on America's FreedomNetwork.com podcast section. The reason, to me, I understand this bill. I've been talking about it for the last month. This conscription is the final conscription of American youth in the United States of America. The last conscription. This will never end. This bill is forever. It is a forever bill, like a forever stamp at the post office. From here to the time of Christ's return, America will be at war with the nations. American youth will... This is only 18 to 26. They will come for 27 to 42 and 43 to 56. This will be a national war. I rephrase it. This will be a forever war. America will be in war from this point to Armageddon. People in America, they are not easily startled. And there's a pattern naturally in human nature to have a natural fear. It's a defense mechanism. And the American people have a thought that this will not affect our children. That our children are going to live the American dream like dear old mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and great-grandmama and great-grandpapa. No. This is the beginning, the conscription that is in place to Armageddon. This should hopefully take people who live floating off the ground in a unreal world. Hopefully this will plant your feet firmly on the ground. This isn't just for the 18 to 26-year-old people. The whole country is going to be geared around war. If you're 50 years old, you think you're free? 55? In this war, it's going to be a civil war. It's going to be an international war. But in the country, your neighbor is going to be your enemy. And this is by design. by design. I should get back to the article. But I don't want to because, in a sense, I'm just documenting something that you can read. It's on Gateway Pundit. Breaking House. Breaking. House of Representatives passes bill for automatic military draft registration of young men between 18 and 26. June 14th. I felt to rehearse it again with a little bit more commentary this time. I know what it is. I know. I understand it. I understand that the United States of America, by passing this bill, is making it very clear to all the other countries of the world that we're preparing ourselves for war against every country that will try to remove itself from the petrodollar or from trading with the United States of America. All the nations that will trade with Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa. All the nations in a multipolar world network. The nations in the new international world order. An order that excludes the United States of America. The United States is being excluded. We are not going to be in their trading system network, in their new digital system backed by gold, their currencies backed by metals, not the U.S. dollar. We are going to war with these nations. An article, July 31st. China diplomacy out of Asia. Global Times. Growing interest in BRICS membership signals consensus among Global South. That's South America and South Africa. Experts say the continuous expansion of the group boosts momentum and confidence for the common development of emerging economies. There are nations that are now beginning to emerge, develop, becoming developed nations, emerging. Now, I'm going to give you an insight. Christ is up the road about 9 years, less than 9 years. When Armageddon is concluded, the nations will still have to grow and produce, exist, conduct commerce, and right now, God in His infinite wisdom, in the Bible, in the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, has revealed that before Armageddon, countries of the world will have to protect themselves from the ruling West, from the European nations, England, France, Spain, these nations that have, for the last 500 years, really controlled everything. Then you add to that mix the United States, who for the last 80 years really has ruled everything. Almost 80 years. But before God brings in His middle, before Christ brings in the millennial kingdom, the nations will have to protect themselves from the powers of the West, especially a great empire that is known as, that we call the United States of America. A great empire, so powerful in every way. Yes, monetarily. Yes, definitely. But lesser. It's a lesser power. It is a controlling mechanism which has been used for since 1974, roughly, five, through the petrodollar 76, petrodollar network, and it has been controlling. It has been, we have used it even going back to World War II. The Marshall Plan, when we began the rule of the oceans of Europe, controlling what happens in Asia, in South America, and we have used finance through the Federal Reserve, not only the Federal Reserve, through all of the World Bank. I'm trying to condense everything, and it's very difficult. But what is going to be the main mechanism is technology. Technology. We don't need technology. We don't need bullets. We don't need bombs. We don't need nukes. We don't need dollars. America rules and has control of the most sophisticated, developed technology the world has ever known. And it is this technology that we will use to rule the nations. We will attempt to rule the nations with some of it. We were going to rule the nations through a cashless system. Now we will only rule basically the Five Eyes nations, and even the Five Eyes nations to some degree are going to have more latitude financially than America, than the United States. The United States is going to be the center of a system of complete cashless, a system that is cashless. Trading is cashless. Europe will have it to a degree. The other Five Eyes nations to a degree. Canada for sure. Australia for sure. But this system that was developed for the whole world is going to be limited to America and some of the friendly nations that are in our... The octopus has its legs out and the suction cups are going to hold Canada and England, Australia, New Zealand tight. But the other nations in this new international world order will have a system that is going to be what is needed to protect the nations of the world from America's hegemony, America control. America that we, what we call America, is a decade ago, what was America a decade ago, you cannot compare what has happened in the last 10 years. We have become a, I don't know what the word is. I guess the word will be monster. So a beast nation. And there, and it was, it's in the Bible. We can't change it. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
When you're diabetic. diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment, it's fantasy, it's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deafblind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Weekdays, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts are archived on the 1360KHNC.com site for the podcast section. We broadcast the program the first hour, 6 to 7, Monday through Friday, on KHNC. AM Radio, 1360, in northern Colorado, out of Johnstown, Colorado. We are never going to, this law, this conscription law, never going to be lifted. It's in place till America's end. Starting 2025, after this coming election, whatever happens, whatever develops, we will go to war. America will go to war. The threat to the United States is the matter of Vladimir Putin's BRICS nations: Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. He put this in place, what was it, 2016, 2014, 2013, 2010. It's in place. And these nations working with each other, financially, trading, in every way, diplomatically, an alternative to empire, to the unipolar world countries, United States plus a few other countries. Multipolar world countries, probably 100, 110 nations that will eventually, or you can say right now, in theory, are part of the International New World Order or multipolar world nations, or going to be added to the BRICS countries. And Vladimir Putin's objective was, if these nations can trade amongst themselves with their own currencies, there's no need for the U.S. dollar. They can distance themselves. They can withdraw from contracts with the petrodollar agreements. Saudi Arabia did not sign the agreement this year, about 2 months ago. This is a threat to America's national security, a major threat. This is a, you might say, a COVID or the vaccinations for the United States of America economically. The new system of automatic draft registration would replace the existing system. So this new draft replaces the old draft of the 70s. And because this new draft is in place, it is because of the interest in the BRICS membership. These countries that are in BRICS. Malaysia, there was on July 12th, there was a gathering in Petersburg, Russia, St. Petersburg, Russia, with 10 BRICS. There was a forum. And Malaysia officially applied to join the BRICS. Belarus and El Salvador, other countries are very interested, and they will join. There are other nations in the global south, in Africa and South America, that want to become members also. Because it's, you might say, these nations are unified. They're unifying. They are working together and will protect each other from what? American sanctions, specifically. They cannot protect themselves from American technology. Our technology is, we don't know what it can do. You can read a man's mind from outer space. That's a technology we have. From space, from one of these satellites, our brain gives off a certain frequency, and they can read that frequency. I've talked about this over a year and a half ago. According to Jin Hua News Agency on Sunday, Malaysia has sent a letter of application to join the BRICS organization to Russia. And the BRICS rotating chair expressing openness to participate as a member country or as a strategic partner. On Monday, Belarusian Minister of Foreign Affairs Ryzhenkov quoted him as saying that Belarus expects to be among the top 10 countries to get the status of a BRICS cooperation partner. Belarus views BRICS as an efficient platform that brings together global power players, a place where Belarus can promote its foreign policy interests, build economic ties, and grow trade. They don't say that this also puts them under the military protection of Russia, China, India, other BRICS nations. It's going to have more gravitational pull, more a weight than being a member of NATO. Another development, El Salvador reportedly studying the possibility of joining BRICS. It may do so in 1 to 2 years. I think they'll do it sooner. El Salvador is interested in attracting foreign investment primarily from the BRICS countries. A growing number of nations seeking to join the BRICS demonstrates the effectiveness of this cooperation mechanism, which has strong appeal for developing countries. Song Wei, a professor from the School of International Relations in Beijing. BRICS has solidified the consensus among developing countries and has emerged as a powerful advocate for the development needs of these countries. These developing countries, they need big countries to assist them, like India, like China, like Russia. There are problems in the BRICS system, naturally, but these problems are minor compared to the threat of the United States of America. The threat of the United States sanctioning these nations into poverty and worsen poverty into oblivion, they're willing to yield, to be flexible, to protect themselves from empire. There's only one empire. There's only one empire in the world. It's the United States of America. One empire. Present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, get ready. The Warriors Revolution Open House is 10 to 7 Saturday, August 17th. Warriors is jammed with thousands of door-busting specials only available at this event. And as always, the best ammo prices anywhere. Come in and meet the Warriors crew and Mad Vax and the Rev. It will feature a live radio remote from 1 to 3. Warriors Revolution is located at Ken Pratt and Bowen Street in Longmont, Colorado. Firearms, accessories, and so much more.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org. A proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and pack we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
There is no nation like the United States of America. There never has been. There never will be. We are an empire. We have ruled the world since 1945. And we have, from 45 on forward, or from 1945 to the present after World War II, we become more sophisticated, not in good, but in evil. We have become, there are ways that were developed to help this country rule more perfectly, rule the nations more perfectly. The Trilateral Commission, example. The bringing in of a petrodollar system of trade. We knew the lessons of taking a country that would threaten our power, like Iraq, and break it into provinces, three pieces. Or Yugoslavia, too big. Break it into pieces. We can control pieces rather than great boundaries, stretches of land. Ronald Reagan, you break the Union, the PATCO Union, during his administration, and you send a signal to all the airline companies and to the unions, don't try to threaten Reagan, because he will destroy the Union. And at the same time, he sent a message to the corporations, if you want to cannibalize one another, it's easier for the government to control 20 major airlines than 100. So let the feast begin. And the buy-ups and the airlines purchasing smaller airlines began. That has been the case across the board. Empire, it's easier to control 10 sections than 100. 20 airlines rather than 120. It's the principle. Then with technology, Apple and Microsoft, they weren't just involved in computers. Apple was mainly, but Microsoft expanded into Klaus Schwab's system of monetary zeros and ones. And also Microsoft and financing from Microsoft, as well as from all these other foundations, began to invest in labs in Ukraine, China, Georgia, south of Russia, all over the world, to create diseases. It's not going to stop, not until Christ comes. They will continue. They have endless amounts of money. They have funding to eternity. They'll continue to try to find a mechanism, some way in which to destroy every man, woman, child, and all the creatures of the earth. Sterilize the whole earth. That's what these people plan to do. It's in their heart. And their hearts, they are children of the devil. And God has given them the right to do this research. The people don't want to fear God. The common man doesn't want to fear God. And the wicked don't want to fear God. Even the Christian people don't want to fear God. It's just something in the heart of man. It's a plague in the heart of every man's heart. As a Christian, the most difficult thing in the universe is to begin your life with Christ as a young person and live faithfully all your days till the day of your death for God. Now That is difficult. That is impossible. That is what God intended for mankind. But Satan intended, his intentions were that man would live all of his days apart from God and at some point meet Satan and serve Satan. It's very simple. All these nations, all the nations right now realize America is too powerful. And the only way to protect themselves is to be part of a group working together, trading diplomatically, militarily, working together against a common enemy, empire. And that empire is the United States of America. The reason for the draft is because empire is being threatened. Empire's hegemony is being threatened. We'll discuss a little bit about this election in just a few minutes. We just caught a cold. This election season is the United States. We got a fairly severe cold. The nations are going to get pneumonia. They're going to get bronchitis, pneumonia. We're in bad shape. If we're in bad shape, it's going to affect the nations. We caught a cold. We didn't get just a bug. We caught a cold, and the nations are going to get pneumonia. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Thank you.
Weekdays, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth program. Podcast for both hours will be on the radio site, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth program. Then in the evenings, 6 to 7, the first hour will air on 1360 radio, 1360 AM radio in Northern Colorado, out of Johnstown, Colorado. The first hour of the program is also archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com to the podcast section. The election season that we're in is the last. I think this will be the grand finale. You're watching the final election season in the United States of America, in my view. And the winner at the end of the 11th round or the end of the 12th round, the winner and new president or new ruler of the United States of America, Barack Obama. He will be the replacement for Donald Trump. The only individual I'm going to read in the next hour about Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is wanting the United States to just basically declare war on Iran. And Donald Trump will not do that. Donald Trump is an enemy to the New World Order. He is an outsider. He should never have been in politics. He will not further the plans of the New World Order. The main plan is continued global war. Donald Trump will not do that. Donald Trump will stop war in the Middle East. And God will not let him do that, because there is a prophecy in the Psalm 83 war. That's what we're watching in Gaza. God said that war is to run its course. Nobody's to interfere with Benjamin Netanyahu. Donald Trump will. Donald Trump will want to stop the war in Ukraine. Zelensky is willing to, has already stated 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, that he definitely would be willing to talk to Trump and work something out. No. The New World Order, they won't allow that. They must continue these wars. These wars lead to Armageddon. Donald Trump will be in the way. The winner again, Barack Obama. You don't have to believe me. You just wait 3 months. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360, KHNC.com for podcast for both hours. And I'll be back to continue the Present Truth on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is